We're now talking with Grand Valley Boys basketball coach Andy Herbert. And coach, you've got your Dream Team nominees in for this year. They're both seniors. First, Josh Kilpatrick. It looks like he had quite the season. Tell us a little bit about the year he had.
Yeah, he had one of the better seasons that we've had as an individual in a long time. He scored over 500 points, had over 200 rebounds and 80 assists. He ends up with being our school's second leading scorer all time, played for since he was a freshman, and being a 6'5" guard who can shoot, pass, and dribble makes him a pretty tough matchup. And he had a tremendous season, averaging over 20 points a game. And when everybody's defense is gearing to stop you, that's hard to do.
Obviously, he's a very talented player, but talk about the person he is in the community and the student he is in the classroom.
Yeah, Josh does a great job. He's he's a quiet kid. He does what he's supposed to do. Does his job in the classroom as well as outside. And he's someone that we're pretty proud to have as part of our program. Someone that kids can and should look up to. And my middle son's a 12-year-old, and Josh can do no wrong in his book, and he really is a kid that we're proud of, and someone who I think represents our program very well.
All right, your second nominee, another senior, Caden Matlin. Tell us a little bit about the year he had and the kind of person he is.
Yeah, and Caden, if it hadn't been for Josh, Caden's numbers would have been the best of any kid that we've had. He scored over 480 points this year. Really had to play out of position. He played the point for us, and that's not his natural position, but due to some injuries here and there, he was forced into that role and did a great job. He was our best defender, and obviously a kind of a secondary scoring option, but when you have two kids combined for over 1,000 points in a season, those are two valuable assets, and two kids we're going to really miss. And Caden's another kid who does a great job in the classroom, is the starting catcher on the baseball team and kind of leads that team as well. Both were team captains, and kids that dedicated themselves to our program for 4 years and who won over 74 or won 74 games in their careers here. And to average 18 wins a season, with the competition that we play, is, I think it speaks a lot to both those guys.
Do you know what Caden and Josh's plans are for after high school?
Caden is going to go to Johnson County and play baseball, and Josh is still deciding if he wants to shoot a basketball or throw a baseball after high school.